Currently, we're joined on the phone with Tom off Lost Woods. How are you going, Tom?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Happy to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you too. Thanks for having me.
No worries. And you're here to chat to us about your latest track, Burn, which has been aptly described as an indie rock lullaby by some. And it came out about just a month ago. What's the reception been like since putting it out into the world?
It's been surprisingly good. It's quite a long song, like a 5-minute single. It's kind of not... Is that a faux pas? Maybe it's a faux pas. But I'm glad people still have patience to listen to it, and it's been good. We just had a single launch in Adelaide on the weekend, and it was quite good. It was a Sunday afternoon as well, which was surprising, but yeah, it's been really great.
Yeah, was it good to see in person, like, how people were reacting to the new song?
Yeah, exactly. Even having some people like, sing along is, like, crazy.
Really? You only put it out a month ago?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Great.
That's so good.
Got some dedicated fans.
People really connect with your lyrics. That's so good.
Yeah. It's always encouraging.
And it seems like the tracks come from quite an emotionally vulnerable place. Was the writing experience a cathartic process for you, or for whoever does the songwriting in your band?
So, yes. Well, so I write the music, so I kind of wrote the musical bed, and then I handed it to Pete, our singer, and he does the lyrics and melodies and stuff. And I think it was very cathartic for him. It was addressing his recent relationship, and it was a long one that was breaking up. He kind of realized they needed a break up and all the emotional baggage that goes along with that. And I think it was you invest a lot of time into relationships, and it can be hard to let go even if you know you should. And so I think he was just kind of putting that all out there, and now everyone can listen to it, which is kind of weird.
And you have a lot of siblings in the band that we saw. What is it like working with siblings in a band? Because I feel like it'd be a bit of a weird, at times, vibe.
it's really great. So my twin brother is the other guitarist, and our rhythm section are also brothers. So,
perfect.
Two sets of brothers. It's surprisingly good because it means you don't really fight or argue that much, because you can say whatever you want.
Yeah,
you can say
true.
Whatever you want, and it's like, it's family, so it's kind of good.
You got to get along with each other in the end.
Adam Pete is kind of left out. He's just a big doofus that sits by himself.
What's his connection? How did he find his way into Lost Woods?
The band started, I met him through mutual friends at a Christmas in July party, and this was 4 years ago maybe, and we kind of knew nobody at the party really, so we kind of stuck together, and we just so happened to be in bands, and then we just talked from there, and then we got the group together that way. pretty natural story, I think.
Yeah, it's a nice story. Who would have thought you'd meet a bandmate at Christmas in July?
Yeah. I think Christmas at any time of year is a good thing, so I'm glad.
Yeah, exactly. And you've got the Melbourne leg of your tour coming up this Saturday, actually, and you'll be playing with Mannerism and Paris Plan. What drew you to an afternoon show at Workers?
Necessity.
Yeah.
so kind of our drummer is already in Melbourne this week, recording with another band. So. It was kind of the only weekend he had free. And we actually had another gig lined up on a Saturday that fell through relatively last minute. And then the Workers Club were nice enough to help us out with this one. So an afternoon gig, I'm excited. Never done it before, so it should be fun.
Well, you played one last weekend, didn't you, in Adelaide? Bit of a theme for this tour.
Yeah, so it's last weekend was kind of an evening, so at least it was still dark. This one's going to be daylight, so it's going to be weird, but I'm excited.
Well, the band room at the Workers' Club, I think, is quite dark, so, you kind of fake night time. People will walk in there and be like, oh, since when did the sun go down? Not really. Maybe that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, we can fake it until we make it, right?
Exactly. And because you've brought this single out, do you have an album possibly on the horizon, or is it just the single for now?
We do. We've got an EP coming out in probably 2 months, or maybe a month. We kind of haven't cemented any details yet. We're very unorganized. But so the last three singles were released, Cinnamon, My Amazon, and Burn, on this EP, plus a few other tracks. And then we've actually recorded another EP after that that we'll release at the end of the year. So we've got a bit of a back catalogue at the moment that we're just waiting to get out there.
That's awesome. Just ready to push it all out.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting for your fans.
Yeah. I hope someone is listening to it. My dad.
I'm sure you have a lot of listeners. If everyone's coming,
I'm pretty sure it's only my dad.
Well, people are coming to your gigs knowing the lyrics, so you're going to have way more than you expect, I'm sure.
That is true, yeah. Thanks for the positivity.
That's right. Got to be positive.
Yeah.
We're really excited to give your single Burn a spin now for our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. We were really looking forward to speaking to you, so this has been lovely.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. If anyone's keen to see Lost Woods, you can catch them this Saturday afternoon at the Workers Club in Fitzroy with Mannerism and Paris Plan.